I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at United Healthcare, focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
And a happy Wednesday. We are a week away from Christmas Eve. Happy fourth day of Hanukkah. Is that where we're at? Third day? I think it started Sunday.
Sunday night, so you count Monday as one. Okay. Tuesday. Third day of Hanukkah?
Sure.
Haven't gotten anything yet. Jen?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
A little disappointed in that.
David Lee Roth lights the menorah.
Right. O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. Not a Jew.
What a great song by Adam Sandler.
But guess who is?
Hall of Famer Rod Carew.
That is correct. Way to finish the sentence there. Thank you. We are on fire this morning.
Yeah, we are.
Well, maybe me.
You came in fired up about
Dude, I almost died this morning.
I know. It's you know.
I'm not kidding.
If you're driving at this hour, like when we come to work, you should never be in a hurry, right? The only reason you're in a hurry is because of something you did to yourself at that point in time, which is probably not get up early enough. There's not a lot of people on the roads at this hour, and there's no reason to drive like a truck nuts guy, you know, in a red pickup down the highway and do that at 4:30 or any time really, but at 4:30, 4:45 in the morning. I mean, that's because you did not get up early enough, and now you're putting everybody else in danger.
Yeah.
Happens at least once a week to me, man.
I mean, you talk about life before your eyes. I thought I was going to have to army crawl over to Jasper's and have him put my legs back together.
You may have. He would have, too. Yeah.
I mean,
his brother's a doctor, so I mean, you'd be in good hands.
I mean, it was wild out there this morning, man. People just
his brother's a doctor.
He is, yeah. Jasper's brother called his brother and get him on over there and take care of things.
Yeah, you know, his brother's Dr. J.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be a stud basketball player.
Hell yeah.
But no, I can't believe it. We're a week away from Christmas Eve, 8 days away from Christmas. Tonight is the Survivor finale.
Wow, big night for you.
Yeah, until the, president decided to give a speech. So now it'll, you know, pause and then re-air.
Damn.
That's right, because it's on CBS. Had huge plans, so hadn't watched Survivor in probably 20 years and decided, you know what, why not? There's nothing really on Wednesdays. It's on Wednesdays. It's an hour and a half. It should be a fun season. There's a pretty cute gal that's in the final four.
Mm.
There's a funny guy named Rizzo, a guy from Jersey you'd probably like.
Well, if his name's Rizzo, I knew he was from Jersey.
Really?
Everybody grew up with, there was a Rizzo at every high school.
Okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yes.
He's kind of funny, man. He's kind of like one of those like Gen Zers with like a bunch of other people and like says funny things like bet, you know?
Yeah.
Or he'll just be like, somebody will say something like, LOL.
I love it.
And they're just like what? And then Jeff Probst, I swear, is this? I'm pretty sure him and Mitch Holthus are the same person.
They do kind of look alike.
They have the same energy.
Yeah.
Mitch has been doing the Chiefs for 49 seasons. Jeff Probst is on season 49 of Survivor. By the way, season 15, 226.
Do that again?
February.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Like literally in a month and a half, we'll have another.
Another season of Survivor starting. Oh, yeah. Wow. So these are half. 50. Yeah, these are the half seasons, right?
Yeah. Tonight, 7 o'clock it starts, 8 o'clock it pauses, and then who knows how long the speech will go. Hopefully like 30 minutes, but I doubt it. And then they'll redo it. So, we're going to do it. Because back in the day, me, stepdad, sister, mom, appointment television, dude. Like everybody was in. And then I just decided to watch it this year, and then tonight's the finale, so we figured, hey, we might as well do it again. So it should be a fun night there. Rizzo loves the phrase absolute cinema. Yeah. I mean, he's dropping all these phrases. He's like, what? Absolute cinema. Oh, it's great. Yeah. He's like, it's awesome. Absolute cinema. Rice is fire. It's not.
That's awesome.
Hey, just watch the finale, you know, it might be fun. Okay. You get to see who
where
wins.
Are they?
Oh man. I don't know.
They don't know. You don't know
I
where they
should
are.
Yeah. Know where they're at. It's the same show. Right?
Yeah, right. Like, of just, course.
It's just a little different, you know, but here
different
we are.
People, you know?
I just couldn't believe it was season 49.
That's a lot, man. You mentioned this morning as well, today, 36 years ago, The Simpsons came out, too. I mean,
I thought they were older than I was.
You did, yeah.
I thought they were at least 40.
Yeah, and they're not as old as you, obviously, not as old as me, clearly, but I feel like they've been around my entire life, right? Like, no matter what phase of life I've been in, The Simpsons have always been there. Now, I don't know the last time that
Simpsons
I sat down. Exactly. I mean, they've had everything, and the one thing is like I don't know the last time I sat down and watched a Simpsons episode, you know, but it's always there. It's like it's always going to be
they're
there.
In Fiji, by the way.
Oh, they are in Fiji. Okay, that's kind of cool. So
Mamanuka Islands.
The last time that I watched the Simpsons it probably was college. I mean, I think back to when that was, but it was there when I was kind of in my youth a little bit. Obviously, in high school, in college, my adult life, my fatherhood life, like nothing has been there longer than The Simpsons on TV. I think you mentioned like 60 Minutes, and I think also
I don't
too
know that counts.
I don't think it does. I think they always say like non-news program the Simpsons are the longest running non-news program out there. 60 Minutes could be on forever. I mean, that's just you never run out
of
ideas
for like 60 Minutes.
Yeah, right. But you never run out of ideas for 60 Minutes, right? Like eventually you would think, but maybe not with the way that the world is kind of turning and everything is different and constantly under change. The Simpsons wouldn't run out of story ideas, but I would think eventually the folks who do that show would just be like, and same thing with Family Guy and a lot of these animated shows, like you just run out of ideas, or sitcoms even, you just run out of ideas. I was watching the Everybody Loves Raymond 30th anniversary special. They're like, yeah, we were just out of ideas. We had nothing left to say really and whatnot. And that's how you know when it's time to go. But to do something like that, man, for 36 years and to be on TV and still be a top TV show that, people talk about, I mean, it really is remarkable that they continue to reinvent themselves and be a mainstay on television for that long.
Yeah. This says overall by category, Meet the Press is the longest running TV show in America and the world.
Okay.
Debuted in 1947.
Holy crap. That's before my parents were born.
I don't know. TVs were around in 1947.
Well, barely. Like, yeah. I mean, that's the early
you
days.
You walked by the shopping centers in Glasgow. Oh, there they are.
Yeah, they cost more then than they do now.
Forrest and his mom watching Elvis.
That's right.
He was shaking and moving. Simpsons, 1989 on December 17th. What's today?
Yeah, December 17th,
General Hospital started in 1963 as the longest acting running soap opera in America. Yeah. And then Monday Night Raw, the wrestling show, is noted as TV's longest running weekly episodic program.
Episodic program. When that started before The Simpsons did WWE?
No, it's just like a wrestling show.
Oh, a show.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I saw the other day that WWE has now gone on longer than when it was called WWF.
That's wild to me because WWE still sounds foreign to me. I'm not going to lie. It still sounds wrong. It still sounds made up. It still sounds fake. And because I was raised WWF all the time. And then I hear WWE, I'm like, whatever that is. That seems some offshoot of the WWF, but it's been around longer now, than the WWF. It's crazy how stuff like that just moves and time just absolutely, flies by. So 60 Minutes wasn't even on that list that we were we're talking about. But yet both of us are like, no, I think it is 60 minutes. Because for whatever reason, somebody must have told us that over the years, you know, that 60 minutes is one of those long running shows. I have never watched an episode of Meet the Press, by the way.
Is that the one on like Sunday mornings at 9 a.m.?
I would imagine it's probably one of those Sunday morning
shows.
Got the
guy with the comb over and the goatee?
I don't know. I don't know. But like, I've never, ever, ever watched an episode
really
of Meet the Press.
TV news shows.
No, it really does. They're all the same. They're all garbage. You know, yeah. They're all just hot garbage spreading, you know, lies and fabrications and things like that, and agendas. And so I don't get myself in a dander, you know, over all that stuff, because TV news is the devil child.
Mm. Last night, Mac, your Vols handled business. Woo-hoo. Against Louisville, the number 11 team in the country.
Let's go,
for
dude.
Now. I mean, rankings don't really mean anything, right? Kansas, number 17 team in the country. They played last night, handled business against Towns. And mm-hmm.
I saw a stat on Kansas that I actually thought was really impressive the other day. And it comes from our friend Billy. You know,
longest he says active to me, university in America.
yeah. The only program in the country to start 9-3 or mm-hmm. better for 20 straight seasons. I mean, wow. That's an odd stat. That's like a 9-3. Who's looking that kind of stuff up? Like usually 14-0 or something of that nature. 9-3 for 20 straight seasons.
How long's Bill been there?
He took over in 2003, 2004, so longer than that. Yeah, I mean, it's been longer than Bill's been around. Yeah, so he's been around, what, 21 years or something, you know, of that nature. I remember the day like it was yesterday when he was hired. I mean, that's how fast time goes there, you know, as well. And so, but 9-3 for 20 straight years, I mean, it's remarkable. I mean, people want to doubt Bill Self at times, just like they want to doubt Andy Reid. Those people are stupid.
But you're going to have to respect him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Won't hear that speech this year.
No, we're not going to have a parade this year. That sucks.
Kansas schedule's pretty tough, too. It's not even
thing. Yeah.
Did you see their non-con schedule?
Exactly. Yeah. This year
UConn,
again?
UConn, North Carolina, Duke.
Yeah.
NC State on the road. NC State's a tough place to play, man. You get in the house of the Wolfpack.
And it'd be even better if they had Peterson in there.
And he's like the worst athlete you can have in American professional sports. Like this, every day we're wondering if this guy's going to play. It reminds me of Eric Berry back in the day, you know, like, and that really clogs up everything when you're wondering if this guy's going to play, because it's not just the fans that are wondering. It's your coaches trying to put the game plan together. It's your teammates trying to figure out if you're going to be there or not. And every day, and I'm not on the guy for getting injured. It is what it is. It's Joel Embiid 2.0. It's Eric Berry 2.0. It's any of these athletes that everybody's waiting patiently for to show up, and we waste so much time waiting and hoping that these players show up. And oh, if this guy gets back, we did it with Josh Selby and, you know, all these guys over the years in sports. Alberto Mondesi was another guy. Rashi Rice was another one of those guys where these guys get injured and we think, oh, they're going to be these huge difference makers. And then, you know, they never amount to anything. But it's worse with this, where every day people are wondering if this guy's ever going to step foot on the court.
Yeah, he played against NC State and was doing very, very well. And then the last like 3 minutes of the game, he aggravated his quad.
Yeah.
And then he did walkthroughs last night. Bill Self said, we're just going to be careful with him and let him get into conference play. Because I think last night, I could be wrong, I might have heard this wrong. I think last night was like the last night of non-con games.
I think they've got one next week, because I think we're taking the kids next Monday up there. Oh, nice. during break. I think they're playing Davidson or somebody like that. But then conference play starts right out. Yeah, I would sit the guy till conference play, but is he going to be there, or is it always going to be the illusion of him being there? Because if he's really hurt, he needs to go away. He really does, because the team, and this is for any team, not just Kansas basketball. When you got these injured players, that's why you never see them around the locker room when they're injured, because they're a distraction. Everybody's, oh, you're going to be back. And who knows if this kid is ever going to be back. And I know there's incentive now with NIL, but there's also incentive being in that top pick in the NBA draft, and being hurt all the time is not a really good look. I mean, when you're thinking about drafting this guy, you got to say, is he going to be reliable? Is he going to be there? You've got to have that ability of availability more than the ability to play. And if he's never going to play, then I hate these song and dances with these athletes of hoping that they're going to show up, and they hardly ever do. And it takes so much time away from the guys that are playing.
And to be fair, you didn't need him last night against Townsend.
No.
Why play him? If you're playing Davis on Monday, why play him on Monday?
Exactly.
Just let him be ready for conference play, and then we can start our judgment if he can stay healthy through that. Because I said last week that January 31st, that game against BYU is going to be electric. It's in Allen Fieldhouse. It's DeBanza versus Peterson. Will be
hopefully.
Yeah, you'd think. Could be two of the top three picks. Obviously, Boozer last night for Duke had a really good game. The kid for Tennessee was doing his thing.
Does Duke always have somebody named Boozer on their team, too? Just like every Rizzo's from Jersey. I feel like every Boozer plays for Duke.
Well, they got two kids from the father on that team this year.
Heck,
and one of them will go top three in the draft next year and really build that American roster, because you're seeing what Cooper the American Flag did the other night when he had 42 in a league of men.
Youngest to ever drop 40.
That's crazy, yeah, when you see him do something like
Let's
that,
go, man.
People forget, like, you're 18, 19 years old. You're playing against dudes in their late 20s, early 30s. You know, LeBron's 50.
You also want to see progression. I think he was averaging, like, 12 points, then he was averaging, like, 18 points. And through the first half of December, he's averaged, like, 26 points.
Well, you
so
get
he's
better,
making,
yeah.
We saw it all happen in the summer league when he played two games. In the first game, he had, like, 7 points. The next game, he had, like, 28. And they're like, you're good.
Yeah, you're
right. But that's how you develop a player, right?
Sure.
It's great to see that. Like, if you're a Dallas Maverick fan, you're watching this kid get better and better and better and better and better. And, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, Bobby obviously was one of those type of players. It was a star. Patrick was one of those type of players. But those guys all hit the ground running. Like, it was like they were out of the cannon good. You know, we watched Travis Kelce get better and better and better. And other guys like that, Salvi and Haas and Moose and all that kind of stuff. That's the fun part. I think about being a fan is like when you have like what's supposedly a down year, but you watch your star players get better. Like, look what the San Antonio Spurs are doing right now and the way that they're playing basketball. They've got Wemby back, and I was watching a little bit of the World Cup game last night that the Knicks won. Congratulations.
Did you see Josh Hart?
I did see Josh Hart. Thank you. Don't ever do that to me.
Would you stick?
I don't know what I would do. That's like, what do you do when somebody spits in your face? That's the same type of reaction. Like, what do you do when somebody puts a thumb, you know,
up your ass?
Yeah. I mean, what do you do in that situation?
He said it was AI.
Yeah, right. I'm sure it was.
I'm sure Jalen Brunson has a different opinion.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Ask Jalen if that was AI. But what was I? We were talking about. Them winning the cup and these teams, the Spurs. I was listening a little bit to what Van Gundy had to say, and at one point of the broadcast, he goes, "I received a text from a prominent NBA coach that said we're screwed. Everybody's looking up at Oklahoma City and San Antonio for the next 10 years." And
I'm Brian. I work at United Healthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in United Healthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
And, you know, the San Antonio Spurs have got that swagger back that they had, you know, under Tim Duncan and you know, guys like that back in the day. That Victor Wembanyama, man, I tell you, he is unbelievable to watch, man. Just unbelievable to watch play. And that San Antonio Spurs team is going to be, I mean, them and Oklahoma City are going to do some serious battles here in the next decade.
I'm Brian. I work at United Healthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in United Healthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-hour energy shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon. Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.